My name is David, and I'm 18.
My name is Aldo, I'm 17.
My name is Chris, and I'm 17, and I go to Bashir. I believe that social media is a bad thing. Well, not a bad thing if you just don't take it too serious.
I think it could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending how you use it. Like he said, like nowadays, a lot of kids, you have a conversation, they have a 30-second space between the conversation, and they check their phone real quick. They either go on Instagram, Snapchat, or Pinterest or something. If that keeps going on, eventually, whenever you have a face-to-face conversation, instead of having that, you're going to be right next to the person, and you're going to be texting each other whenever you can talk, and you don't need a phone.
For me, it's fine, because I'd be on Facebook texting my friends and know where they are and how their feelings. Like people from Tanzania, Jamaica, like different cities.
The good thing is for like long distance relationships, your parents, your family, your friends, whenever you can't see each other face to face, you got iPhones, they have FaceTime, or Androids, the Hangout apps, or Skype, something like that. So I think it just depends how you use it.
You could get addicted to it. It's just like me, I used to check the Facebook when I was like 14, 15 years old. I used to check it like all the time, like somebody talked to me or a like or whatever. It's something that just became part of my routine, like daily basis. And I realized that I had that problem and I couldn't let an application basically control my life. So I just grabbed my phone and erased it.
If we take a look right now, 2015, 2014, this kind of couple of years, so much things have changed and kids are getting more interesting. Like Facebook right now, like too much drama. Kids are getting in trouble for not doing their homework. They just stand there using their phones, all this kind of stuff. So and even the parents, they get mad sometimes. So and some kids, they get phone like take away because of that.
Well, the good thing about social media is that like in China recently, teenagers, kids, and some adults are not allowed to use the internet. So they're shut out of the internet, no social media, no nothing. People have been protesting and they want freedom of speech. What social media gives you is freedom of speech. It gives you a way to express yourself in different ways.
Just like Facebook, though, it's cool. And you get more information and you know what's going on. And like know the person's life, how she's doing or how he's doing by using Facebook.
Like Aldo said, it's a good thing because it keeps us updated on what's happening. And like David said, it's good because we could talk to faraway friends. But for me, still like Facebook and that type of thing, still bad because you're not being antisocial or none of that, because that's the extreme opposite. You're just not being physically active. We could have technology and social media and all of that, but at the same time, we need to keep active. Bottom line, technology and social media is good. You just got to keep it under control, not him control you.